Join us this week for Table Traditions as we bring you 10 family recipes and the stories that have followed them through the generations. Support for KSMU's Sense of Community series comes from community partners Springfield's Best, Synergy Recovery Center, and Neighbors Mill Bakery and Cafe.
Today we meet, talk, and cook with Yolanda Lorge, who in 1987, with her American husband, moved from Mexico City to Springfield, Missouri, and will share some of the stories behind the table traditions of her youth. Yolanda was born in the northern city of Juarez, but at age 5, following the death of her father, with her mother and 9 siblings, moved to the city of Morelia in central Mexico.
The northern part of Mexico, most of it is kind of dry. The meals are very basic, like meat and potatoes. It's not as rich and varied and diverse as the central part and the southern part of Mexico. So many fruits, so many vegetables.
Yolanda and her 9 brothers and sisters all had household chores, but with their mom at work, cooking was for the girls. And when Yolanda turned 13, and for the next 4 years, the task was hers.
That meant not only cooking, but I also did the shopping. Then you go to the market and buy everything fresh every day. They were like a street markets, and they sell everything. But it's fresh, it's directly from the farmers. And they give you everything to taste, especially fruits. Here, taste it. If you're in Mexico, it's so noisy because every vendor is in the morning. They start tamales, gelatinas, because they sell the jello, and the sweet potatoes, camotes. And also every day the milkman will come, la leche. So, I mean, they sell everything and every morning.
Did I mention Yolanda made it home from the market every morning early enough to make the family breakfast before heading off to school?
Most people, they eat eggs every day. That's the main dish for breakfast, eggs. And some people will eat also beans. And the bread, the sweet bread that you eat every morning for breakfast, it's fresh. Every neighborhood has a bakery shop.
Also on school days, Yolanda would be home in time to prepare the family's main meal of the day.
The main meals in Mexico are eaten around 2 or 3 p.m. We don't have lunch. So after school is when I will start cooking. I did that until I was 17, from 13 to 17.
Which brings us to the dish and memories Yolanda Lorge has chosen to share with us today. Arroz con pollo, chicken with rice, which she learned to prepare not from her mother because of extenuating circumstances, but from her aunts and, by extension and oral tradition, her grandmother and great-grandmother, too.
My mother's sister lived across the street, so I would go to her and ask her, how do you make this and how do you make that? And then I had an older aunt. Actually, I learned more from her than any other of my aunts, from the elders. And she got those recipes from my grandmother. So who knows how way back those recipes are from. And so that's why I cooked the way my grandmother used to cook, because I got it from them.
Yolanda's oldest aunt, Maria de Jesus, was known in the family as Aunt Chucha. And when Yolanda Lorge comes into a kitchen to cook, she says her dear Aunt Chucha is always with her.
Later, when she was a widow, she had a stroke. So by that time, she was paralyzed, half of her body. And so she sit there and said, do this, and no, that's too much. Cook this. Aunt Chucha. And she's the one who taught me how to cook. Sorry.
Special person. Mm-hmm.
On that early December day when Yolanda Lorge invited me into her home, the first step of arroz con pollo was already out of the way. 8 chicken thighs, along with some potatoes and carrots, were cooked down to create a broth. Yolanda was then soon at work over a cutting board.
For the rice, you have to have the onions and tomatoes, fresh tomatoes, fresh garlic, and you add the water, of course, to make the sauce, you know. There is no kitchen in Mexico, even in rural areas, where they don't have a blender. Every household in Mexico would have a blender.
The sauce Yolanda prepares also has cilantro and will be used for frying some onions with the already cooked chicken and making the jasmine rice, which is first cooked in hot oil to a golden brown color before draining and transferring to a covered saucepan and left alone for at least 20 minutes.
Now, Mexico City is high altitude, so everything takes longer, you know, so in Mexico City, when I make rice there, it takes 30 minutes. But here, this is not high altitude in Springfield, so it's 20 minutes. So while this is cooking, I cook the chicken, okay? Add a lot of oil, just enough to fry the onions and the chicken.
As the chicken and onions, tomatoes, and one chopped jalapeno pepper get to temperature in the frying pan, Yolanda Lorge removes the lid from the pot of rice. It looks perfect, fluffy, golden grains of rice tinged with red from the tomato sauce Yolanda blended earlier.
And the rice, we have absorbed already the flavor from the broth, from the vegetables. The next step is then you serve it. You add the potatoes if you want to, and the carrots and corn, fresh corn, of course. And the potatoes are very flavorful also because they've been cooked in them, in the chicken and the vegetables there. And then you mix them with this, and then you have arroz con pollo.
And of course, salt and pepper, along with other herbs and spices, should be used according to taste. Yolanda Lorge is a founding member and president of Springfield-based Grupo Latino Americano, a service organization since 1989, helping newcomers to the area integrate into the local society. For the KSMU Sense of Community series, I'm Mike Smith.